Hey guys, we're back, Smart Brand Marketing. Another episode. Today with me, I have Terry Igioma. She's an interesting case. She has been a trader, stock trader, so stuff I used to do in my 20s. And now she, I think, is still doing it, but she's also teaching people and doing it through online courses, which I find fascinating. So we have her on. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I am well. I am well. And anytime I think of stocks, like because I tried to trade in my 20s, I was in New York at the time. And although I was doing different jobs, you know, you can't be in New York and not feel the Wall Street, you know, like the whole thing that happens around there. And a lot of my friends were on Wall Street. They're like, oh, you got to come in. And I did my Series 6 and I did my Series 7 because I worked in insurance for a while. And it was just one of those things.
Yeah. Like
you got to trade. You got to trade. And I was doing pretty well for a while. Not sure if it was just luck or if I actually figured anything out. But I did miss just running a business. Like, you know, that there's a thing about just having a little more certainty and control over your actions, you know. So.
Yeah.
So tell me just a bit about your kind of adventure through trading. And then how you got into the course area.
Sure. Actually, your feeling of wanting to have some certainty and control is actually what I teach. So I teach a trading plan that helps people have like a consistent, okay, I do these 7 steps every time I take a trade. And that way they know that like, okay, no matter what I do, like if I follow the steps, I can take my emotions out of it. I can take, you know, my gut feelings out of it. Like, no, I'm looking at these 7 steps. So it's everything from, okay, what's the criteria to pick the company? Did I do these formulas to protect my risk? Like, you know, how did I decide how many shares to buy? How do I know my reward to risk? So that's in the strategy. Then we look at charts and we're looking at, okay, where do I get into the stock? Where do I get out based on where the banks are buying and selling in the chart? So it's like it's actually a trading plan. That's what I teach in my course. So this would have been great for you.
It would have been great for
in
me.
In your 20s.
I think what scared me off a lot was, I think it was Michael Lewis who wrote the book about all those quantum trades and the hedge funds who, you know, are creating their offices as close as they can to Wall Street, because even the size of the cable, you know, changes how quick they can make the trades. And I was like, there's no way I can compete with these people.
Yeah. And, you know, I actually had a student today tell me, like, Terry, I was so, he was just intimidated. He was like, I was so scared. Every time I heard the word trading, I would run away from it. But your class makes it so simple. He's like, I was even able to show my wife what, and he said it like showing his wife was like something really big, but I'm sure she's very smart too. But but he was like, I was even able to like show my wife how I was doing it based on your strategy. So he was so excited that I could make it easy. But I think, you know, the truth is I was in education for 10 years before I started. Like, I quit my job to trade and travel full time. Mm-hmm. So I think because I was in education, I'm a really good teacher. And so that's made it really easy for me to teach investing.
Yeah, so you have these two different skills, which really makes sense, right? You have something that you're an expert in and you're an educator. And I think those two hats, you know, are like the basics, the foundation of it, you know. And then the third one is just, you know, treating it as a business, and there's a couple more, but I think you have the main ones. You have a product market fit and you have a product market educator fit, so it makes things easier. So I would see how that works for you.
Yes, this year I was able to win. The Teachable had like a course creator competition,
right?
And I ended up being their number one course creator this summer. And then they did like another like course creator of the month in November, and that was their big thing. They were like, "You are like the number one course creator because your students love your class, but all my students love it because they're like, you're a good teacher." So it's kind of cool. It's definitely two things that go together well.
So, why did you get into online courses?
To tell you the truth, Tom, I did not even want to go into online courses. This is something that I honestly can say I kind of fell into. I was really kind of hating my job as an assistant principal. So the last job I had before I quit and started trading full-time was assistant principal of an elementary school, and I was hating it. Like, it was just, I was stressed out all the time. My administration was always, like, nitpicking on stuff. So it was just so stressful. I remember writing in my journal, if I could do anything in the world, it would be travel around the world and trade. And I know that sounds so random, but I had worked on Wall Street in college, and I loved it, but I had gone this other education route. So I just remembered, like, since then I had been trading stocks on the side, and I just love companies. So it's something that had been a hobby for me. So I was like, I would just trade and travel full time. So that summer, I ended up doing just that. I quit my job and started traveling around the world. So I was like in Thailand for a month, Vietnam for a month, Korea for a month. So it was awesome. But the people I was traveling with kept asking me to teach them how to trade. So they were like, how are you affording all this? And I'd be like, oh, I'm just trading stocks. It's great. And they'd be like, wait, can we go to coffee and you talk to us about it? And so eventually I was like, look, okay, fine. In the workspace, because we had little workspaces every city we'd go to, I was like, look, I'm going to do a workshop and I'll teach you guys the intro to stocks. So the other expats that I was with, we all came together and I taught them a class and they loved it. And so I said, okay, well, fine, I'll do one in the next city. So I did one in Vietnam next. The first one was Thailand, next one was Vietnam. And then they loved it. And so one of the guys in Vietnam was like, is this going to be a series? And I hadn't even thought about that. I was just thinking this is a one-time thing. I'm good. And then I came back to the States, and they had seen pictures of me teaching on Instagram. So my friends were like, oh, we know you're going to do a class for us. And, like, I'm still like, no, I'm just trading by myself, my freedom. But yeah, I did a class for them and 71 people showed up. And then I had friends online that were like, well, how do we get in? So I did a webinar and that was the start to this whole online class thing. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I like the trajectory because it's very organic.
Yes, and I think that's really helped me. Like, one of the things I was thinking about today is I did all of my course sales this year without doing ads, and it's because it's been really organic. Like, every time I've done a course or a webinar, then more people have shared it with other friends, and then those friends have bought the course and shared it with more friends. So it's been very organic in growth this year.
So how are you marketing it? What are your tactics for consistent organic traffic? Because if you don't pay, you got to take time to create content.
Sure.
You know, there's got to be something there. So what tactics are you using?
I do five different things. So I do have a funnel. I will say that. I do have a really good email funnel. And it starts with like a lead page. And I do speaking, podcasts, webinars, affiliate partners, which has been really big for me. And then something else. I know I'm missing the fifth one. I'm sure I'll remember in a minute. But I do. Let me make sure I remember. Podcasts. Oh, and then social media, like Facebook, Instagram. So I post a lot of really good content on there. Like, I'm a storyteller, so I love telling stories. I try not to just do things that are just a sell. It'll be something like, I ran into the nail salon lady yesterday, and she was telling me about how her husband was learning how to trade stocks, and he won't teach her. Well, come on, ladies. We're getting together, and we're learning how to trade stocks. You know, like...
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and then it'll lead them to the lead page, the landing page, which starts my email funnel. So it's been a lot of, like, warm leads through just different touches I've had, and then I lead them into the funnel.
What sort of lead magnets do you have? How do you get those emails from people?
Sure. So if I'm speaking, then I usually tell them to text a certain number, and then you can get access to my slides. I also have a evergreen webinar. So a lot of times on a podcast or, yeah, even like this, if y'all go to itradingtravel.com, you can get access to my webinar. But I have a webinar, and I'll tell people, hey, go here, and then you can see the webinar, and a lot of people will go and sign up and see my webinar. And it's about my four secrets to make $1,000 a day, because now I've worked up to being able to make over $1,000 a day in trading. Mm-hmm. And so people are usually pretty excited about that. And then, like, if I'm on IG, it's usually something like, hey, we're doing a webinar soon. Make sure you RSVP. And that gets them into the email funnel. Or it might be something like, hey, just make sure you're on my email list because I'm giving away a discount. So I do, like, when I'm doing launches, to give, like, a 10% off discount or some type of discount that will expire quickly. And usually I can get people that way, too.
How did you get your affiliate partners? That's tricky sometimes, right? Because if you get the wrong affiliates, they will do anything they can to get a sale, and those are often not great sales. So what's your strategy for picking them, and how did you find the ones that work well with you?
Great question. So I would honestly say some of those also came organically. So when I was first starting to teach more about investing, I did this workshop with the National Black MBA Association. And one of the guys who was doing a workshop with me, he told me about this FinCon conference. Have you heard about FinCon? Do you go to FinCon?
I think I heard of it, but I haven't been to it. How was that conference? I'll ask you that next. Let's talk about the affiliate.
Okay. Well, at FinCon, a lot of people who teach finance and social media go to this conference. So what I found is when I went to the conference, I just started building relationships with a lot of other people who had these big audiences talking about finance. And there was one group in particular, it was like Black Girl Fin Magic, and it was a lot of us that are teachers, like women of color that are teachers about finance, and we put together a little bundle where we all sold one of our products together, and then we would send it to all our audiences. So that's where my affiliate started, because I started to partner up with different ladies in that group, and then started to grow from there, like, hey, this other person is talking about finance. Maybe they talk about investing, like long-term investing, but I talk about short-term investing. Let's do a webinar together, and now we're introduced to each other's audiences. And I would do that with several people, like partner webinars, or even like I'll come on there if they had a membership site, because I don't really, to tell you the truth, I don't really want a membership site, because I don't want to have to always be on a leash. And that sounds bad, but I just don't want to always have to put out content. I'd rather be on a beach somewhere and only have to, like, show up to my one weekly group call or something like that. but I'll go on their membership site and offer my knowledge. So it's a lot of things like that for my affiliates.
Yeah, so it's not as much affiliates as when people think of it. It's more partnerships. And the partnerships really make sense. It's like, you know, let me introduce you to my list, and you introduce me to your list. So I found that works well for me, too. It's like, you know, let me do some kind of training for your people, and you do some training for my people, and then everyone's happy. So, yeah, that's an easy way. You know, when people get affiliates, it's like they'll put an offer. They might put their course on ClickBank or just, you know, hit up some affiliate networking event, and that's when the problems happen.
Yeah, like, I'm totally with you. When I want to work with somebody, I feel like it should be a partnership. Like, we should both mutually benefit from this. Like, it should be something that actually benefits people. Like, I'm doing this for the money, but not really. Like, I can just go and trade by myself if I just want to make money. But this, to me, is more about, like, I want other people to really learn how to invest well. And so when you're thinking about it from the audience and the student's perspective, it's like, well, who do I trust and who do the students trust? Because I want to make sure that I'm talking to the right people. If I partner my brand with the wrong person, then they're going to look at me like, we don't trust you either. So, no, it's really a partnership.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Tell me more about this conference.
Okay, the guy who founded it, his name is PT, like, shout out to PT. But the conference is really cool. Like, it's once a year. I think next year it's going to be, or this year maybe it's going to be in California. But yes, if you teach finance online in some type of social media way, whether that's a blog, a YouTube channel, whatever, then it's a really great conference because it talks about, well, how do you expand your reach? How do you just, like, build your business and still, like, get the word of finance out to people? And I think that's such an important thing because so many people are not good with their finances and they just need this type of education, but they need it in a creative, different platform.
Yeah, what I like is that you're going after a niche market because it's more of a finance market with all the knowledge and tools from the make money market, right? So, like, you know, all the social media, you know, conferences that you know, normal people would go to, or like something like Traffic and Conversion Summit. So you pretty much have that knowledge, but you're just, you know, taking it after people who have no idea with the power that you have behind you.
Yes.
Which is very smart.
And it's cool too, because what I found is there's this big wave of people that want to learn about investing, especially with like E-Trade and all the online brokers going to zero commissions now, Robinhood. There's so many people that are opening up accounts, but they really don't know anything. Like, they don't know what they're doing. They're just opening an account and like trying to make a trade. And so that's where someone like me is really helpful, because I'm giving them at least a system. Like, it's a lot better than just throwing your money at the wall and trying to just see if it works. Like, no, like, at least we're reading charts. We have some type of risk management in place. And a lot of people who are just opening these online brokers, they're also opening Instagram and Facebook. So at least I'm where they are, you know?
Yeah, when I seen Robinhood do the zero commission thing, I was like, my God, people have it so easy now. Like, I think I paid like $6 or $7 when I was, you know, in my 20s. Anytime I tested, you know, an idea, which sucked, you know, because if you throw just a few hundred bucks at it and something goes up very little and you're like, yeah, I made money, but the commission ate it up every time I made a move. It was definitely different, but it's scary now too. Like, everyone can go in with zero risk in a way, throw a lot of money in the market, you know, grow the bubble even more. We'll see what happens.
And I do have some people, like you said, they have some early luck, and they think, oh wow, this is great. But I've had some students that have made like $300,000 on their own, but then when it started getting a little tougher and the market stopped going straight up, then they lost their 300 because they didn't have a plan. And so it's like, no, there's steps to this. Put in stop losses. Put in, you know, like, there's ways to protect your risk, but they just don't know because they're just, you know, early luck. Let's just try this.
It's
interesting.
I've met some people who made quite a bit in stocks. So when I asked them about their strategies, one of them, she was into astrology. So the stocks were being picked based on stars. But I mean, she was making like 200 something K per year for a while. And then, you know, I lost touch, but I was like, yeah, so I guess you don't really need to know the companies. you know, people do have these streaks. But I do agree with the protection.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's definitely important to learn some of those basics. So what's the next step for you with the online courses? Because when I look on the website, I've seen three that you have. And the pricing is pretty high, too. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything lower to introduce people into them? Because this is like between $2,000 and $5,000 that I'm seeing, these bundles.
Yeah, actually, that is low. For the online course area, like, most of them are selling at like $20,000 per class. So mine is 90% off of the normal investing course.
Interesting.
It's really crazy. On one side, for online courses, it sounds expensive, but when you think about investing courses, all my competitors are much higher. And what I've been hearing from consultants, because I've had some consultants look at my course, they're like, Carrie, like, you should be charging so much more. Like, your entry course should be $10,000 or more, but you're only charging $2,000. So it's actually like this. It's interesting. I'm keeping it right now at, the course is $5,000. It's seven classes, so the whole thing is $5,000. But if someone wanted to just start with the first four classes, it's $2,000, and that's what I call trade and travel. But I think the next step for us is we have this campaign going right now where we're trying to make $1 million a day. If we can teach 1,000 people to make $1,000 a day, then our community would be generating $1 million a day.
Right.
And then it's like, what impact could we have if we were generating $1 million a day? Like, we could change communities, change lives, change healthcare, like all these things. So that's kind of our big push for this year.
How big is your team?
Right now, it was just me all last year. I just hired 3 people.
Yeah, keep
so
it small.
So it's 4 of us.
Keep it small. The smaller the team, the easier it is to do things. Yeah, so it's interesting. Like, on one hand, it's definitely a no-brainer, right? Because, you know, most of the pricing, it correlates to, you know, the transformation, the value of it. And I could easily see, you know, if someone can make, let's say, $50,000 a year from what they learned, then the $5,000 course is a no-brainer. So that makes sense. The only reason I asked about that is, even though with the course you do want to have that kind of 10x, you know, difference to make it easy to sell, you know, having some different price points just helps with the value ladder, right? Because some people are just not ready, they don't trust you enough, so maybe they don't want to spend $5,000, but they would spend $500 easy at that, you know, trust level. So that's the only reason I asked, if you have anything, you know, down, so you cover all of the places on the value ladder, right? So, like, it would be like, for $5, you can get this checklist. For $500, you can get this book or, you know, recorded something. And then for $5,000, you get my classes. Yeah. Like, that's why I asked about that.
That makes a lot of sense. And I did test that out last year. I tried to do, like, the first class in my 7 classes for, like, $499 and see how it went. But I ended up getting a lot of people that just went ahead and bought the $2,000 class. They were like, nah, we don't want that, like, one class. We'd rather just, if we're going to pay, we want to just pay for the whole thing. So it ended up being where people were just more invested for the whole program so they could really learn it all than to just get one piece and piecemeal it. But I actually did try that.
Okay.
I have noticed, though, that payment plans help. So when I instituted a payment plan of like $730, I did 3 payments of $733, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Some people really like that, and that has made it a bit more accessible.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. I mean, you know, if it works, like, you don't want to change anything, but I just feel like sometimes you might be able to, you know, get some of these other people that are just not ready yet and already keep them in your funnel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if someone buys something, there's definitely some trust in there when they read it. At that point, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going with the $2,000 course. So that was just my thinking behind it. So your social media, a lot of storytelling. How do you get your speaking gigs?
Speaking has been some organic and some that I've asked for. So some of the partners that I met at FinCon also did, like, little virtual conferences. And then some of them actually planned conferences. And so they would plan them for their audiences, and then they would invite me to come. And then there's some that, like, I've just put myself out there, like, hey, I can speak if anybody wants me to come. And so, like, there was a conference last year, Women of Purpose, here in Dallas, and they invited me to come and speak. And it was a pretty big stage. And I actually ended up talking about investing from a more, it was a Christian conference. So from a more, like, what does the Bible say about investing? And that actually went really well, too. So I think that one is more like I've put together a little media kit now, and so I'll be pushing that a little harder going into 2020. But it's been kind of a mix between organic and actual asking to be on stages.
Interesting. So once you sell a course and someone, you know, goes through it, do you have anything else down the line that you still, you know, can pitch them, or is that kind of the end of the road?
This year, Tom, you were on it. Like, you were, like, in our brain. I think you were at one of our meetings and you just didn't tell us. So this year we just instituted a live weekend crash course for our VIP students.
Okay.
And, like, I did it, like, on the low. I just told my VIP students, like, hey, I have to teach my staff the course live. You guys are welcome to come. And, like, 40 of them booked flights and hotels the same day. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is something you really want. So I think, yes, this year we're going to do a lot more live conferences as well. And it'll be, like, crash courses of me teaching the content live. And we feel like that'll help be an upsell for people who started with Traded, like, the first 4 classes, and we want to upgrade them to VIP. Because it's like, okay, maybe you don't want to spend 8 weeks online. You can come and learn this in a weekend. So that has been something on our radar, these weekend crash courses.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think I have a pretty good understanding of your business now. So, and so do the listeners. So that's
yes. No, don't try to steal it. Just tell people to come to us. No, I'm just playing.
Well, you know, a lot of the people who listen, they have courses in different fields, right? So just being able to understand how your business is structured just gives them idea, like, you know, they might be selling something completely different, but they can still think of the way that you're, you know, going about it. So I think that's good. And I appreciate you sharing it.
Yeah, and very true. And I'm just playing. I did a masterclass recently for some other business owners. And I do think a lot of times the first thing people think with an online course is, oh, I need to go buy Facebook ads. And they don't think bigger about, like, all the other ways you can touch people to promote your online course. Like, they should be thinking about promoting their online course the same way that a book writer does a promotional tour or a movie does a promotional tour. Like, we also have to do promotional tours for our online courses. It's not just about Facebook ads. So I'm happy to share.
Yeah, the thing I've noticed, so the most successful clients of mine, they go your route. And then it's just when they need help scaling, you know, I come in and I, you know. But the ones that struggle or simply want to throw money at the problem is either they don't treat it as a business, they think it's going to be just an easy thing on the side, or simply don't want to put in the work.
Yep.
Right.
That's right.
And you know, that with those things in place, it's sort of, you do need to do ads. I mean, if you have no following, you don't want to put out content, don't want to put in the work, well, how are you going to get traffic? You know, it's, and I tell people, it's, you know, it's not the smartest thing. Like, I would rather have you do it organically. And then maybe we can play with remarketing, you know, to make sure that we can maybe fill in the gaps. And, you know, these people leaving out the sides, we can bring them back in and maybe improve your sales by 10, 20%, which would be much easier because you already did all the hard lifting and, you know, just putting a system in place. But cold traffic is scary. It's dangerous. And I always, you know, tell people that that should be the last thing on your mind. Unless you just don't want to do anything, then we have much less choices to, you know, to, but yeah, you're right. You know, I have another friend who, just moved her, coaching business, you know, so she was coaching people in person. So sort of like you were doing those seminars and she moved all of that online and she's been doing organic launches, right? So she will do her class four times a year. She will do a launch and each launch brought her over $100,000-$150,000, but she's putting in the work. Right. And
yes.
And she wants to make sure she gets to $1 million in revenue before she, you know, calls me about the ads, because she wants to be able to say that I've done $1 million in revenue organically, no ads. And that's just something she wants to be, you know, proud of, which is great. You know, I think it's awesome. But once again, she is putting in the work. She has a team of 14 people. It's not, you know, something that just comes, you know, so you see it. You have to, like you said, you have to do these tours. You have to do a lot of work if you don't want to spend money on
it. It's a lot. It's true. These launches, like, will kill you. Like, I'm with her. So I was doing, last year I did launches every quarter. And so we had, like, a fall cohort, a spring cohort of students. And, like, for 6 weeks leading up to each cohort, I was on the grind, like, doing these launches. So yes, you are so right. Like, now I am at a point where I'm like, okay, please take this email list and let's redirect some ads to it. Like, can we do something else? But yes, it's a lot of work when you're doing launches. I do think, like, my hope this year is to now scale it with Facebook ads.
But
it'll be so cool because I'll have warm leads going into it, not just cold.
Yeah, so it's going to be more of the remarketing thing. But you still have to work on the organic. You know, it's still something that, you know, the machine needs to be pushed on the front end so that you can get those 4X, 10X, 15X returns, you know, with the ads. You'll never get those with the cold traffic. That's why, it's much smarter. Yeah, I'm loving what you're doing. It's a great niche. And I appreciate you coming on. So, Terry, where can people find you?
Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun. They can go to itradeandtravel.com. And when you go there, you'll get access to that webinar like I was telling you guys about to show you how I make $1,000 a day. And then you can see more about my course. So, itradeandtravel.com.
Got it. That's going to be in the show notes for everyone. And thanks again. We are done.
Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
Before you go, let me know if you enjoyed this interview. leave a review, subscribe, join the Smart Brand Marketing Facebook page, whatever is easiest. Also, if you need my help marketing your online course, or know that your business could use some SEO, come to smartbrandmarketing.com, check out the case studies, and reach out to me. Once again, smartbrandmarketing.com. Until next time.